There are many things that will frighten us. And when I say that, I don't mean the events that may scare us a little, such as jump scares or seeing a roach or anything like that. I mean downright terrify us to the point where we have anxiety attacks and PTSD from just thinking about them. It's already bad enough that you have to experience said event one time, but what if the exact same situation happens to you again? I'm your host, MC, and this is episode 29 of the MC Horror Podcast. These were two separate occasions that were identical encounters, so here we go. Back in about 2013, one of my friends, Haley, and I decided to go to our local mall after school let out, as it was a regular thing for us. We were both 17-year-old females at the time. It was a Friday in early October, and we got there at about 3 p.m. We were having a good time just walking around and shopping at our routine stores. I noticed an older guy was constantly in the same stores as us. He looked to be probably mid to late 40s. I didn't think anything of it because it didn't seem off at the time. Fast forward a few hours, we've eaten dinner and are getting ready to head home. We get to my best friend's car and load our scores from the day in before getting in and leaving the parking lot. As we were leaving, I see the guy from earlier getting into the large truck. It was a huge white lifted Dodge Ram 1500 with a big light bar on the roof. It was parked next to us and was quickly pulling out behind us. Okay, whatever, dude. As we are driving, this truck is staying way too close to our car. It was close enough that if Haley let off her gas, he was gonna rear end us. As we are driving down a dark black road with no street lights or houses or stores within 20 miles, this truck is still behind us. We are starting to get creeped out because this wasn't a largely trafficked road. The guy started to act even weirder. He started getting really close to us, almost like he was trying to rear end us while we were moving. After a minute, he'd flashed his brights and then back off a ways after he turned on his brights, which were the LED kind, which were so bright that we couldn't get his plate number. And then he'd repeat. Haley starts thinking he's trying to tell her something was wrong with her car and starts to slow down to pull to the side of the road. I yelled at her to keep driving until we find a store of some kind with people and lights. The truck continues his pattern and follows us turn by turn. You're probably wondering at this point why neither of us called the cops. Well, both of our phones had died at the mall, so we couldn't call anyone for help. We get to a small town 20 minutes away from my house, and he's still behind us. This was after we took a bunch of unnecessary turns just to confirm whether or not he was actually following us. She blows through a stop sign and hooks the turn towards my house and floors it. The truck follows us through the turn and catches up while repeating his pattern of tailgating, flashing his lights, then backing off and blinding us with his brights. We are doing 90 in a 55, trying to lose him and praying we'd pass a cop and get pulled over. We get to the next tiny town and still haven't lost him. Fast forward a few minutes and we came to the gas station down the road from my house, but it's closed and there's no one in the lot. So we whip the sharp turn onto the road and take off flying. We had gained some distance and hoped the truck hadn't seen which road we took at the five-way intersection. We speed down my road and finally get to my driveway, not seeing him behind us anymore, and I have her pull behind my garage where we wouldn't be seen from the road. We sneak into my house, making sure the doors are locked and all the lights are off. We carefully watch out the window and watch as the truck slowly passed my house and went down the road a ways before turning around and coming back. I think he was trying to find our car. He kept circling through my neighborhood for about 30 minutes before we stopped seeing him go by. When my phone turned back on, I called my boyfriend at the time, whose dad is a cop, and gave him the whole story. His dad ended up coming to my house to take our statements and gave Haley a police escort home. Nothing ever came of it. I didn't see the truck again, and I thought that it was just a weird situation. Until 3 years later. I have gotten an apartment in the same city as the mall with a different friend whose name is Kate. It's been a few months since we got moved in, and everything was going great. One night, I was down visiting my family a half hour from my apartment. I left late, probably close to midnight, to head home. Just down the road from my grandparents' house, I see a large truck coming down the opposite side of the road. Guess what kind of truck it is? That's right, a huge, lifted, white Dodge Ram 1500 with a big light bar on the roof. The truck passes me, whips off into a drive that I hadn't even seen, and turns around to get behind me. He follows me all the way to the same town where Haley had blown the stop sign 3 years before. I make a left turn instead of going straight because the truck looked too much like the one from that night, and I was getting nervous. I should add here that the encounter 3 years prior had caused me such severe anxiety that I get nervous anytime I notice that a car has been behind me for an uncomfortable amount of time. He follows me through the left turn and I proceed to make a big circle back to my original route. He follows me turn by turn. I get back to my original road and he gets behind me. This is where it is almost was completely confirmed that this was the same guy from before. He starts tailgating me, flashing his lights while so far up on me that if I let off my gas, he'd rear end me, then backs off as he turns on his LED brights and blinds me. I start to panic and I floor it. Surprise, surprise, my phone is dead, and I had an old 2000 Ford Focus hatchback with no charging port in the car. I'm speeding down the road, passing cars whenever possible, and blew through a red traffic light to make a left turn trying to lose him. This psychopath is keeping up with me the whole way. I'm praying a cop pulls me over, but of course, the one time I need to get pulled over, there's not a cop in sight. I finally get into the small town before the mall and whip into a gas station that is surrounded by large bushes. I see him come in behind me and I zip out the other entrance through the light, turn left back onto the road I need, and I'm gone. I fly down the road, weaving through traffic as safely as I can, and pull down through the dark mall complex that cuts through to the road that connects to the road I lived on. At this point, I've lost him and quickly but safely make my way to my apartment. My building was the very last in the back of the complex. I proceeded to sneak my way to my building, peeking around the corners to make sure he hasn't been able to catch up. I dash into my building, thanking whatever higher being who may have been listening that for once our magnetic lock on the lobby door was working. I slammed the door behind me and raced up to my apartment on the third floor. When I burst into my apartment, I collapsed by the door and broke down. Kate rushes over to ask what happened, and I relay what I just gone through between sobs. I called the cops, but they didn't take it seriously, and the guy was never caught. It's now 5 years after the second encounter. I'm 25, and I still panic when I see a white Dodge Ram 1500. To add to the creepiness of all this, the next morning after each encounter, both cars were checked out, and there was absolutely nothing wrong with them. I've never seen that exact truck again, and I pray that I never do. I don't know what he wanted, and I don't ever want to find out. If you or anyone you know have a horror story that you'd like to be narrated on here, please fill out the form that's linked in the description below. There are also links to the music used, as well as if you want to submit some feedback to help improve your listening experience. My friends, horror is all around us. We just try our best to avoid it. Once again, I'm your host, MC, signing out. Thanks for taking the time to check out the MC Horror Podcast. Have a great night.